You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is 6-1. Raheem Sterling to score and Man City to win is in the betting at 4-1. Everton only 11th in the Premier League. Really not good enough for the personnel they've got at the club to be in the bottom half at the moment. They're undoubtedly missing Phil Jagielka at the back, but they were outplayed for large periods of the game against Spurs at the weekend, particularly in that first half, and maybe slightly fortunate to get out of that game with the 1 point.
Yeah, maybe. I don't rate them. You know, we've had quite a lot of chat on Twitter, haven't we, about how the love for Everton, mainly from Derek, to be fair. You haven't been exhibiting that much.
I did a month ago. I was thinking Everton were going to go on and run, but you. The form is ordinary, really.
It's all right, isn't it? I mean, at the minute, it depends. You can look at these, the last six games and think, oh, they've won one in six, but there are a few draws in there as well, to be fair. They're just too open for me. And I know that the manager came on going, Matt Minlay and Baines, who said it after the match, saying, managed to keep it down to one. I mean, they could have conceded three in the first half. So yeah. I think that was more by luck than judgment. I expect goals here again. I know City's away goal scoring prowess hasn't been particularly great this season. I mean, you look at the Premier League goal scoring tally away from home, and they're right down there. In fact, the two they scored this weekend, they badly needed those, because it's been strange this season. Only scored 10 goals away from home all season long in the Premier League. If they hadn't scored those two this weekend, they would have been down with Swansea, West Brom, and Newcastle as the lowest scorers in the League Cup, as we well know. They like a goal or two. They've scored so many. We were looking at this earlier, weren't we?
Yeah.
These are their results. 4-1 win over Hull, 5-1 win over Palace, 4-1 win at Sunderland, lost to Newcastle last season, 7-0 Sheffield Wednesday, 3-1 Sunderland, 3-0 West Ham, 6-0 West Ham. That was the last semi-final they were in when they won 9-0 in aggregate. I know that those teams, not many of them are at the calibre of Everton, you'd say, but I think they've got a real taste for this competition. Everton, the Goodison Park's seen 44 goals in 12 home games this season in all competitions, i.e. the Cup and the League. I think you look at them in terms of how many goals they concede, and I just think they concede too many goals. Look at the Premier League table, because this is a Premier League match, in all but name.
Yeah.
They've conceded the most goals at home of any team by three. 20 goals they've conceded at Goodison Park. Add another one in there in the League Cup as well.
This is the problem with Roberto Martinez, something that you've referenced on numerous different podcasts, and I think the chaps on Match of the Day talked about it as well. The fact that Roberto Martinez, even in his days at Wigan, couldn't sort out a team defensively, and that's definitely filtered through into those Everton performances.
Yeah, because they've scored the second most goals at home behind Man City. Clear five from Tottenham. 23 goals they've scored at home. If he could sort that defence out, they would be up that table. No question about that. And I think Man City, weren't brilliant at the weekend. But, we're starting to see, I mentioned about that front four, something that Robbie Savage said last week, and after we'd seen about the front four starting to click a bit more. Derek questioned about Aguero's match fitness. Doesn't matter. He's just quality if you put the ball in the right place. We talked in the office earlier on about who will play for Man City. That's one of the biggest questions for me. I think he'll go with a strong team because, I think he'll want to win everything he can possibly win. I don't think he'll weaken down drastically for Everton. He might weaken down in certain places, but I'm going to stick with this Kevin De Bruyne bandwagon thing. Obviously, if you don't play, you've got to look elsewhere. Because Aguero's 19 to 20. He's a quality player. But I think at 23 to 10, he should have scored at the weekend. A great little save.
Yeah.
Just tipped it around the post. He had two shots, both of them right in the corner. He was involved in everything. I watched the match, and every time he got the ball, I was off my seat, mainly because it was my nap. but at 23 to 10, in a competition this season that he's already really enjoyed playing in, if I'm the manager, and I look back at the games this season, I see him score at Sunderland, he scored at home to Palace, and he scored two at home to Hull. You put him in the team, to be fair. I think I'll go with that again.
The price, actually, on this one, this week.
Yeah, 5-2 was at the weekend, didn't score. But
are you just going to nap him until he gets a goal, then?
Yeah,
basically.
That's pretty much my time. I think I actually did tip him up against Hull.
Yeah.
Just to get one, not two. You might have.
I got,
did,
yeah,
did you
I
say
got
two or more?
Yeah, two or more, but only on in-play radio, yeah.
9-2, wasn't it?
No, it was bigger than that, I think. Yeah, it was bigger than that.
There's no reason to desert him, is there? He's got
no
round.
I think it's a good bet this weekend.
And, you know, and Everton are open. I think, you know, especially at Goodison, where they'll be going for this. We know they've been conceding goals. So, yeah, Kevin De Bruyne. I think City will win, by the way. And the odds against, but you know, I'm not going to get involved in that. I'm just going to go for Kevin De Bruyne, 23-10. You know, maybe overs in the goals. I think I went for over 3.5 in the game at the weekend. And, you know, maybe a little unlucky not to get it. Over 3.5 this time is 7-4. Yeah, stick with Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah, I quite like both teams to score in the first half of this game. I can see it being a barnstorming affair, this one. And 100
Everton
to 30
know no other way, do they?
You know, 100 to 30 it is for both teams to score in the first half, which
I
quite like.
It's
8-15 for 8-15 for both teams to score in the game, incidentally.
Yeah, just looking at that, I mean, just, you know, look at their recent games in the Premier League, and they do score, you know, obviously scored first half goals.
It's happened in their last couple of games.
Yeah, and City, you know, in the League Cup this year, they scored after 9, 25, 20, 33 and 36 in some games, scored two in the first half against Palace, one in the first half against Hull.
Yeah.
Like that. That's a decent prize.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.